Stop this one. Uncut female.
Welcome to the Heritage of Reindeer Herding, Voices of Herders in the Seward Peninsula in Alaska.
01-2282.
The Seward Peninsula has the longest record of continuous reindeer herding in Arctic North America. Reindeer herding dates back to the 1890s, when reindeer were first introduced to Alaska. Armed with extensive knowledge of the wildlife and the land, remote turn-of-the-century reindeer herders saw the opportunity to establish a sustainable and economically viable family-based industry. Since the beginning, the business of reindeer herding has been a balancing act of opportunity and struggle. Despite the hard work and uncertainty, present-day herders continue a heritage passed down by their parents and grandparents. They hope that their children and grandchildren will always have the choice and the means to herd reindeer. Past director for the region's Reindeer Herders Association, Dan Carman shares his knowledge of the early history. Clifford Wayawana from Shishmaref tells about his family's involvement with reindeer herding around the turn of the century.
Teller was selected as the site to administer the growing industry to get herders involved. Then the powers to be made arrangements to bring to Alaska Laplanders that were accustomed to reindeer herding from Norway to teach the Eskimos on the proper method of reindeer herding.
My grandpa, his name was Willem Alakiak. He worked for them for so many months, and at the end of his tour of getting his education on reindeer herding, he earned 2 bulls. At the time, my grandmother, Wilsa, they were just freshly married, and my grandma was a cook and did all the other chores that reindeer herders need to have done. She earned 7 females, and that was the start of the Alakiak herd.
After the 1920s, reindeer herding on the Seward Peninsula switched from individual herd ownership to collective herd management. This change from individual to collective herding signaled a shift from herders spending full time with their own reindeer to a system of hired herders who kept track of far more than their own. Today's lifelong herders still remember early reindeer management techniques, including handlings. Similar to modern-day handlings, herders drove reindeer into corrals for counting, earmarking, and slaughtering. A boy during that period, Nome reindeer herder Larry Davis, tells about these herding practices. Faye Angtawasruk from the small remote village of Wales tells about her chores as part of a reindeer herder family.
It seemed like everybody had their own little job. Because there was so many deer, you had to have your handlers like we do now, and you had the guys that work in a chute, some guys that just all they did was mark deer, and some all they did was slaughter deer. You know? When they got the deer in the corral, they watched them 24 hours a day, so they won't lose them. It was fun. We had good times.
When I was a little girl, I remember we used to go corral, and we would be living in tent, and they would have ladies to cook the meals for the workers. Anybody can help out, and then they don't pay money. They pay them with a piece of reindeer meat.
The reindeer herds continued to grow, as did the demand for the meat and antlers. Herding expanded until the 1930s and 1940s, when good fortune came to an abrupt end. It is difficult to determine what caused the reindeer herds to go from all-time highs to devastating lows. There is evidence that a combination of reindeer overpopulation, depletion of lichen forage, disease, poor herd management, predation by wolves, consecutive winters of icy conditions, and an increase in wild caribou all contributed to the decline. Some herders point to the movement of wild caribou on the Seward Peninsula as the major cause of the crash. Herder Merlin Henry from Koyuk recalls his grandfather, who witnessed the great demise of the reindeer herds.
His name was Hummer Tishawuk, and Hummer was a chief herder then. There was some other herders that owned a few reindeer. They were all in one, like a company. But then here comes the caribou and wiped the herd out. This, my Grace and I don't really remember when it was, 1930s or 40s, when they wiped out the Koyuk reindeer. They couldn't do anything, but there was a lot of wolves and caribou, and they couldn't do nothing with trying to keep up with their reindeer with dog teeth, so they lose all the herd.
After World War II, in an effort to recover from the large number of reindeer lost, the Bureau of Indian Affairs abandoned collective herding and reestablished individual ownership of the herds. In this program, experienced herders assisted individuals who wanted to get started in the business. With good management practices in use across the peninsula, the herds grew again. They continued to thrive up until a few years ago when the caribou returned on the Seward Peninsula in large numbers. They mingled with reindeer herds, and when they move, the reindeer move with them. The caribou didn't come as a surprise to the herders. Dan Carman and Larry Davis say they had been warned.
Our ancestors always told us that one day the caribou is going to come back again. I think that's becoming true. The last 5 years, my wife and I would go to Shishmaref to pick salmon berries during August, and we'd see a number of bull caribou. And you know, animals can convey their feelings one to another, just like humans. And probably they're scouts for the caribou herds to look for food sources.
I think some people predict that many years ago. The old Eskimos said that they'd be back here. Didn't mean nothing to me because I didn't think the caribou would ever come back. But anyhow, they did come back. You know, it's been devastating to the industry. Really, really bad.
Today, roaming caribou continue to challenge reindeer herders reluctant to give up their way of life. Herders struggle to keep their reindeer away from migrating caribou and work hard to protect the range. As in the past, the strength of the herders has come from banding together as a group to seek solutions. Currently representing all the reindeer herders on the Seward Peninsula, the Koweric Reindeer Herders Association has an active satellite collaring program in collaboration with the University of Alaska. This program allows researchers and herders to track individual reindeer in the herds that they have left. The association communicates with biologists from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game who are tracking satellite-collared caribou to determine their migration movements. Passionate but realistic about reindeer herding, Tom Gray shares his sentiments and hopes.
I think our biggest hurdle is trying to survive with the animals in this area. And if we have animals left after the caribou move out, then we have a chance.
Uncut female.
Did you get that last one?
98-11-10, Noikuk.
Funding was provided by the National Science Foundation Arctic System Science Program. This is Kathy Turco.